Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, working as a security guard could be a tough job and even harder if you have to deal with paranormal activity.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, do you have a real ghost story? You want to share it with us? We'd love to hear it. 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could be a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You could sign up today through Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon, how's everything today?
Well, it's great. I was thinking about these security guards that you're talking about, and you know, they probably have some of the scariest jobs by themselves, walking around in buildings, checking things to make sure everything's okay. Like if anybody is going to bump into something, you'd think it would be those guys.
And, you know, even if it's not a paranormal kind of place, it'd be pretty lonely and quiet. And I could see how your mind could kind of like, you'd jump at any little thing.
Yeah.
And some security guards aren't fully armed. They just have the uniform. Like the security guys at my grocery store, they just have the uniform. So I don't know. I think if I was someplace overnight, I'd want more protection.
Well, you know, you just think things like, you know, elevators just opening and closing and, you know, all the things that can crashes and bumps in the night and you go look and nothing's wrong, you know. It just seems like they more than anybody would come in contact with this kind of stuff.
We've had quite a few over the years from security guards.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a creepy, creepy job at times. It wouldn't be creepy all the time, you know, depending on where you're working. But I found two creepy security guard stories.
Here's the first one.
It says, I work as a security guard in California. Last year in December, my employer got an account of a winery cellar where they had to lay off 8 employees. And we were there to make sure they or anyone else didn't go in there after hours to vandalize anything on the property. And also that the laid off employees who agreed not to come back and had a trespassing warning issued to them if they came back, we were to handcuff them, detain them, and call the local sheriff department and have them arrested for trespassing. So they kind of are expecting, I'm going to guess, they could vandalize the place. So they had to hire security. I mean, that says a lot. Makes you wonder, like, is it those 8 people ganging up and what?
Yeah, how bad? Yeah, how bad things must have gotten that
you fire all 8 of them. So this guy has to go in and help prevent those people, which would be scary enough for me. Like that would make me jump all night long too. Is that one of the fired people? What's that?
Yeah.
What's that? So it continues. It says, "I work the graveyard shift. The first incident, I went over to the office to use the landline to call our office to clock in. I went through the process of stating my name, the account I was signed into, and the shift working. I hung up the phone and heard footsteps in the other room. Went to check it out, but no one was there. Went back to call it in, and the fax machine turned on by itself, but I didn't think much of it. I just turned it back off and started to leave the building to make my first rounds when I heard the footsteps again. I checked the entire building again, and it was just me there. About a week later, while I was doing my rounds at 2 a.m., I was walking through the cellar tanks, which there was a few lights, but they were not the best quality lights, except for the chemical storage area. Those were white LED sensor lights. As I was walking, I saw the lights turn on for motion, setting them off. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw a shadow run off. I went to check it out and couldn't find anyone there. And for the rest of the night, I continued to see shadows there. The next night, I told the coworker I was relieving at 9 p.m. that I had noticed the sensor lights go off, but couldn't find anyone on the property. I left the shadow part out, and he asked me if I had seen any shadows running away And then he had been having that experience for several nights. I said, yes. I mentioned the footsteps in the office, and he said he had seen a shadow standing in the window as it was watching him or had his back to him where the phone fax machine was at. He could see the shadow figure of a person, but no eyes. I continued to see the shadows as well, but never saw the shadow inside of the office. A few days later, we were understaffed, so I had to work my shift at the winery, plus day shift at a tequila festival, and then go back to work at the winery again. Oh my God, longest day ever.
And it's all bizarrely alcohol related.
Right.
But.
And a tequila festival. That wasn't just sitting around. That sounds like
spending all day at a tequila festival. My goodness, that would be a lot of action. But anyway, go ahead.
I was tired and we could only go inside the office to clock in and out. And when we were not walking around doing our rounds of the property, we would just sit in our cars until the next hour of doing our checks. I was tired from the little sleep I had as I lived out of the area and had a 1 hour commute each way. I fought off sleep for most of the time, but around 11 p.m., I started to fall asleep, and out of nowhere, my truck violently shook, similar to when a person is shaking / rocking a car back and forth, but it only happened twice. I woke up immediately, and I got out, but I couldn't see anyone or anything. The first thing I thought was, great, I just got a surprise visit from a supervisor and was caught falling asleep. But no one was there. I started walking and did my rounds, and on my way back to my truck, the shadow without any eyes that looked like its back was facing you was standing next to my truck, and a few seconds later, it ran off. I stood there in shock and waited for a minute before going back to my truck. I thought about saying that I refused to work there, but was concerned about being the joke of the week within the company. And 2 weeks later, the winery ended up canceling our service as those 8 employees or anyone else never came onto the property. I continued seeing the shadows running around, but other than making their presence known and appearing to me, they left me alone for the most part and never felt threatened or feared for my safety there. That was from Adam. That's a creepy place.
That's totally creepy. Like, I don't, like, what would have caused all these shadows there? You know, it's weird. It just seems like this really negative vibe, even to begin the story, that, you know, whatever these workers and...
Yeah, why did they all get fired in
and what was such bad relations between them and the, you know, management that they felt like they wouldn't let, you know, they might come back on and do something. It just seems like there's this lot of weird energy about this place. And then all these shadows and, you know, the lights being triggered, the fax machine turning on.
And right off the bat, you're clocking in. You're saying like, hey, I'm here. And you hear footsteps immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as a security guard, I mean, they're much tougher people than I am. But I would think that would be kind of creepy. Like, you're the only one there and you've got to go figure out where these footsteps are coming from.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it is.
You would go to one of the fired employees.
Yeah, because even if you think you're not, your mind doesn't immediately go to paranormal, right? You're still thinking, oh dear. You know, I don't know if you think, oh dear, but if you're still thinking,
oh dear.
Oh dear.
Oh,
you know that now you might have to deal, you know, have a pretty nasty confrontation with somebody, but then you can't find anybody. So then you're a little creeped out because you can't find any, you know, like, which is worse for these people?
You know, at least you got some confirmation from the other security person who had similar issues. But you have to wonder, like, do these winery people know that their winery is haunted?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll bet they do.
I will bet they do. Well, here's another security guard story. Okay. Now, this one, we've been here to this place. And
really?
Yes. So it says, hello, my name is Roger, and I wanted to share my experience of a possible ghostly encounter at a time when I worked at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in Las Vegas.
Oh, yes, we've been there.
We went there and your daughter ran screaming out of it.
Oh, it was pretty funny, you guys. Like, she was fine, you know, as we walked through and, you know, you try to, like, block Shaquille O'Neal from making a shot, you know, and you do all the things and, you know, you get on the bed with Hugh Hefner or whatever. But you're doing all these things. But then there comes the point where it's the scary part of this, right, where it's from the old movies. So you go past whatever, like, you know, the mad scientist, or maybe it's like, you know, Frankenstein, and, you know, they have these different things, you know, like that. But they also have some people planted in there, too, to jump out and scare you. Well, Kate was, what, she was about 12?
Yeah.
And we were going through there, and she's a little bit kind of like her Aunt Carol. She's a kind of a fraidy cat anyway. And so we're going through it, and she's kind of really hanging on to both of us. And then somebody jumps out and scares us. That was it. She took off running to get through to the end of it. But she is screaming at the top of her lungs all the way through this thing. And she gets out, and she just, you know, and I'm chasing her because I'm worried about her, right? And so we're running through this thing, and she just pushes the door open to go out. And she's just screaming, and she gets out there, and, like, the line to go in was right there. And, like, all these people are in line, and go, there she is. That's the one who's been screaming the whole time.
It was
so
funny.
She comes out just screaming. Oh, my God. And everybody in the line to go in is laughing their asses off.
Oh, my God. Especially when they saw I was a 12-year-old girl terrified.
Yeah, she's just screaming.
Middle of the day.
Yeah, it was the middle of the day. She was just screaming.
Working at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum would be kind of freaky if you're the only one there and you're walking around.
It'd be real freaky.
There's Celine Dion, or there's Hugh Hefner, or, you know, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It's just
weird. Or Marilyn Monroe, or whoever, right?
So
it would just be creepy.
So that's one also I'd never thought about, like, working in a security guard there.
Yeah.
So it says, I was working as a night shift security guard at the time. And mind you, this was years ago when it very first opened. My shift was from 8 p.m. to 4:30 a.m., a very mundane, boring shift, up until one night that I won't forget. I started my shift on this particular night like no other. The manager was locking up for the night, leaving me inside all by myself, no janitors or anyone, just me. And these creepy wax figures that have some menacing smiles to them. At least to me, they did. Some time had passed, and I was reading some magazines and watching TV when I heard footsteps going down the hallway. I immediately stopped what I was doing, glanced at the time. It was 12:30 a.m. I got up from my station, and I took out my flashlight. There were no interior lights on at night, just total darkness. That makes it really creepy.
Yeah.
Wax figures in total darkness, and you see them with a flashlight. All I had for a light source was my flashlight and the small TV that slightly illuminated the front lobby. I was very unnerved at this point and made my way down the hall to a room where popular music star wax figures were housed on display. At first, I didn't see anything out of place when shining my flashlight around, and then all of a sudden, I heard a loud crash coming from another room. I froze in fear, thinking somebody had broken in and wanted to vandalize or steal from the museum. I did not have a gun on me, but instead a taser, which was quite handy and worked well when faced with possible intruders. I went back down the hallway to another room where some TV and movie celebrities were housed. That's when I noticed, to my horror, that one of the wax figures had completely toppled over onto the floor and broken. There were pieces and chunks everywhere. At this point, I was scared shitless, and I wanted to get out of there as quickly as I could. I phoned up the manager and explained what had just transpired, and she was furious to learn that a figure was broken and asked me several times if there were any signs of a break-in. I explained that the front and back doors were locked and closed shut. I also explained to her that I didn't see any signs of broken glass from the windows that would signify a break-in. She told me to check the museum thoroughly and that she would be there within an hour. After hanging up the phone, I made my way down the hallway to perform a thorough building inspection. After stopping in multiple rooms and shining my flashlight around, I saw nothing that seemed disturbed or out of place. I decided to go back to my station where my TV and magazines were, and as I was walking, I was met with the most demonic, creepiest, low, guttural, growling sound I'd ever heard coming from one of the rooms I just passed. At this point, I hauled ass to my station and waited for my manager's arrival. The time passed and my manager arrived looking angry. She told me to point out where the broken figure was, and when we got back to the room, we were horrified to see some of the other figures were in different positions. For example, some were facing the wall behind them and others were facing the side instead of their original staged positions. My manager and I decided to call the police and try to confirm our suspicions. Three police officers arrived, and after a good 45 minutes of searching high and low for possible intruders hiding in the museum, we came up empty-handed and had no explanation as to what happened or how it happened, and also no signs of a break-in. Since then, I've worked a different job that does not include being a night shift security guard. Thank you guys for taking the time to read my story. I also wanted to note that this wax museum is indeed haunted and was featured on an episode of Ghost Adventures. Turns out this museum was a casino run by the mafia and has quite a colored history to it. Thanks again and take care, Roger. Because it almost, you know, when you're reading that, you kind of think, well, somebody broke in and they were just good at hiding. And they were messing with the stuff. But then when you find out it is, like, it's known for it being haunted, then it's
well,
kind of like,
you know, this is the, these are the areas where the situations where he's going to get in trouble because there's no other explanation. So they look at him and go, well, it must have been you.
You were the only one in here.
You must have done this and messed with that and turned those around and everything. And then you called. Right. It's an, and you know, so we're, so for one thing, that doesn't seem to have happened. So I was glad for that because I was worried that that's what was going to happen when he was talking about how mad the manager was. I was like, oh, she's just going to blame it on him, you know?
I think she was mad. Like, I think she did think it was him.
You know, this is one of those situations that, you know, you could get in big trouble and it wasn't ever you. But now that, also, since then, that there come to light more situations and more occurrences have happened there, then, you know, it's, you know, it's not him.
And what would he have to gain by knocking over one of the wax museums?
Zero. Like, you know, he could have just comfortably stayed and watched TV, you know, Seinfeld or whatever he was watching, and it would have just been fine.
And then when they go in there and there's, you know, figures turned around and going the other way. But it makes me think, too, that the manager had to have known, like, this probably wasn't the first time they had weird paranormal shit.
Yeah, I wonder if that's true, too.
And maybe the parent or the manager was just in denial and was like, obviously, it's everybody else messing
or
with my wax
figures. Or was just
figures.
Out, you know, at a roulette table doing well. And then just miffed because she had to quit and come home to the
It is really,
museum.
When you think about it, it's a weird museum. Like, it's here's a bunch of figures that look like famous people.
It's really strange.
And we're like, oh.
It's a strange idea, you know? Yeah. I mean, it really is.
These are all the people you will never meet in your real life. So your only way to ever get close to them is to go into this wax museum and pretend like you're friends with them. Because you, I think that was the one you could get in bed with Hugh Hefner. And I think Kate and I got in bed on either side of him.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, there were all kinds of, you know.
Which is like, kind of creepy. You know,
it's real creepy.
I mean, it's like,
but I suppose now they have Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce up there now. So it's probably.
So I got, let's, I don't think this one is security guard related, but let's go to a call.
Let's do it.
Hi, my name is Sierra. I am from Denver, Colorado. I'm actually just calling. I've been listening to your show for like the last month, and I really enjoy it thoroughly. Well, I've always been a sensitive since I was young. I've been able to I don't know, feel different things. I had a friend just recently, December, pass away from cancer. And he was a really good friend to one of my ex-boyfriends. And unfortunately, we just never, I never got to see him towards the end of his life. I do remember seeing him a couple of times before, maybe like a few months before he had gotten really bad and needed to go into like a hospice care. Well, one day, the day that he passed away, I remember waking up at about 3:30 in the morning because I don't know, I had this weird feeling. You know, something wasn't right. I, you know, contacted his wife, made sure, you know, she didn't respond or anything. I found out that next morning that he had passed away right at 3:33, the same time that I had woken up. I had went back to sleep after waking up and, you know, wondering what was going on. And he had come to me in my dream and told me that it was okay that I didn't see him before he passed away, and that he would always love me, and that I was a big part of his life, and to make sure that his wife was taken care of. So I know it's kind of, I guess I didn't know how to like place it, but story, you know, long story short, he came and saw me that day that he passed away and told me that he was happy, and he didn't look sick in my dream. He looked like he did before he got sick, and it was just so crazy for me. Like, I woke up the next day and I found out that he had died at the exact same time that I woke up, and I texted and asked if he was okay, and then I saw him in my dream that same night. So that was definitely a big deal for me and his wife. You know, we went a couple weeks later, we went to the funeral, and she was like, you know, he really did love you, and he really appreciated everything that you ever did for him and our family. So I was like, hell yeah. So thank you. I appreciate you taking the time and listening. Have a nice day. Bye.
I think stories like that are so cool that you, I mean, it's really, really sad. I should say that first, because, you know, he'd been sick and losing a friend, and, but when you're able to have that connection after they pass, it makes you kind of realize that that veil is a little thinner than what we think.
And also, it's a beautiful thing to be able to know he was okay. Like she said, when she saw him, he looked good.
He wasn't
She
sick.
Could feel that he was happy, that he was okay. And he wanted to let her know that, you know, and I just love that because it gives that person some peace, you know, a little. I mean, it's still going to be, you know, missing him, and you're still going to have that hole there and, you know, all those things. But the fact that he came and he was like, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Take care of my wife, make sure that she's good, be there for her, you know, kind of stuff. I think that's really, really a gift.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That one touched my heart. Stories like that always get me. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. 855-853-4802. Or you can write it in. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd like to be a premium subscriber, you'll get advanced episodes, access to the archive without any commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free, or go to ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.